There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephen, good day program. Is McFadden not here today? I've forgotten what his... Was he going somewhere?
Yes, he's not here.
Yes, he's not here.
Yes, so, he's not here.
He told us. I don't think he told us where he was going.
Really? Did he or not? Not
that I, really. I just remember him saying something last week. I might be gone Tuesday.
All right, hey. So it's Tuesday.
Today's Kara Tuesday.
Is at the controls. Jennifer is here with her mouth and her mind. It's a wonderful thing.
Other parts of me.
Yeah, let's hear it for your other parts. Okay. Kenny Kessler monitoring Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. I'm going to pass along something. This is not the lead anywhere else. But we just found something that I think is so practical and worthwhile that we're going to post it at Facebook. I have gone through it. Have you finished your scan, Kenny?
It finished the scan. I'm going through and deleting a bunch of stuff now.
So what is there?
821 subscriptions.
Okay, let me tell you what we're talking about.
Please.
There's a new site to go to called unroll.me. UNROLL.me. Which lets you unsubscribe to all of that material you don't want, and it'll do in just a few minutes. I found 449 subscriptions. You just go online and you put into the address box unroll.me, and you put in your email. First question Kenny asked of Kim Gerritsen, who told us about this, whether it was secure. Kim said it was. Mm-hmm. We all put in our email addresses, and we all have shared. At this time, I've gotten rid of, again, those subscriptions, hundreds of them. So, you finish. What do you do after that? What's the next step, Jennifer? What are you doing?
I'm unsubscribing right now as we speak. I mean, seriously, 821 subscriptions I had that I didn't even know I had. That's ridiculous. No wonder I'm stressed all the time.
Well, can we...
Tons of email.
All right. So do
and
we
you
just...
can either press unsubscribe or add to roll up. I guess roll up means if there's stuff that you do want to keep.
Yeah.
Ken and Kara explained it to me. They send you one big email every week with all the stuff in it. Or you can just unsubscribe, which is what mm-hmm. I'm doing.
All right. So there's a lot of work to be done there. I'm going to just minimize the screen so I don't have to look at it right now and then I can go back to it, right?
Right.
Okay. Because we have other things that are going
pressing
on.
Pressing items.
Yes. Well, pressing in a manner of speaking, I guess. There are things that people would tell you today that will scare you. This is nonsense. All of this huzzarai about the Dow plummeting and CNN, what a bunch of clowns over there. Can you see your 401k circling the drain? That is the damnedest, most irresponsible thing. I'm so fed up with CNN and the way they do things. I don't watch the stuff. They're all a bunch of horses behinds. Fox, CNN, MSNBC, it's all garbage. You can't, even watching the evening news on whether it's CBS or NBC, I noticed Lester Holt has, you're the television person, Jennifer, but I believe Lester Holt has a pretty firm grip on the number one position there.
Yeah.
But why would you get your news? Meredith every once in a while laughs and says that she gets all of her news by listening to the Doug Stephan Good Day program. I think a lot of people do. Like a lot of people used to watch The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, depending on your age, and get all the news, or at least what you wanted to know. You figured he was going to tell you. You trusted him for whatever the reason. What is there to trust in that headline from CNN? First of all, it's a blatant lie. Unless the Dow Jones went to 1,000 or something, there is no reason in the world to tell people that. Maybe the value is off a little bit, 4, 5, 6%. here and there. Depends on what you got. But to tell people that your 401k is circling the drain is the stupidest, damnedest, outright lie. It's
the
just,
media loves a headline. I mean, you know, especially CNN these days. They like to have something
garbage.
Shocking and, you know, scary to look at.
Yep.
But, I mean, the worst thing you can do at this moment is press panic. I mean, gosh, if everybody presses panic, your problem is going to be compounded.
Right. And plus the fact that those people, they'll watch you if you're selling off, and they'll laugh, these people that know what they're doing, laugh all the way to the bank, because as the stocks go down, they'll buy more and more of the same thing that you're selling.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to hold on to it because they know, hello, duh. If the Dow Jones average was at 18,000, so maybe now it's at 17,500. It was. I can remember as a kid. I said this earlier this morning. I can remember when it was under 1,000.
Yeah.
So what are you talking about? It is the American economy and the government and the as much as we want many of the institutions in the government to go away, it's not. America's not going away. China's not going away. Has China overdone it? Yep. Are they a victim of their own success? Yep. Are they a victim of their own greed? Yep. Are they a victim of their own bad management? Yep. 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 And we've fallen into it because El Stupidos here have bought all the stuff, and you propped them up because it was cheaper than having things here. Well, I suppose the good news is that a lot of people have been hired. Last month, I think there were, 240,000 new jobs or something. It has nothing to do, by the way, with leadership. The people in power will say, see, look, we created 240,000 jobs. Bunkum! Mm-hmm. You didn't do a darn thing except get in the way of most of these entrepreneurs that want to start businesses, and they've got all these clowns from government organizations around trying to regulate you out of business. So don't tell us the government helps to create jobs because they don't. That's a lot of baloney. Companies like Chipotle help to create jobs. They're hiring 4,000 people in one day.
It's great.
To work at their restaurants around the country. Now, is it the best of all possible jobs? I don't know. If you don't have a job and you're not collecting, then I'd say this would be a pretty good shot. And I'll bet you they're going to hire 60 people at each one of their stores. I'll bet you there are 10 times that many people who will line up to apply. What do you bet?
Oh, absolutely. I think
10 times.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
That many people.
Because people want to work, and Chipotle is a company that is supporting that. They're doing things the right way.
And they're
way,
not necessarily. They're a pretty good company, from what I understand about them, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Anyway, it just. This is. Ugh. Man. And maybe you get a little hangover. The China stock market didn't do well yesterday. And it won't do well today, and it probably won't do well tomorrow, and it probably won't do well for the rest of the week. The country state media, which is usually a megaphone for the government, called it Black Monday. And so that didn't do much to help what people were. You know, Black Monday, Black Friday over here is a good day because it's when stores turn their first profit. So maybe in the sense, okay. A month. This is a stock market depreciation in China has been going on for well over a month. The government has tried and so far has failed to stop it. One way China tried to do that was to devalue its currency, which was not a great idea. Supposedly it would make goods cheaper, their own goods cheaper, so people would buy more of them. But the public doesn't have some. See, this is what will lead to a revolution, either sooner or later in China, getting rid of communism. See, the people who thought they could combine communism and capitalism, they're really responsible for this mess because they don't know how to do it. The people understand it. They see the government screwing it up. Look for another revolution. Look for China to change in a significant way in terms of how the company is run in a very short period of time. That's the way I'm looking at it anyway. So they're on the struggle bus. That's the way it works down on the farm. The Fed's been trying to figure out whether or not to raise interest rates. I'm guessing that that's kind of squashed. So it isn't just happening in China. It isn't going to stay in China. It will have effects on the markets around for a while. And so that's it. That's the bottom line. Keep your position. Don't sell anything. Sit tight. Do you need the money? Unless you need the money, do nothing. and your account's not going to go down the drain, and stop watching CNN. That's the
message from Doug.
My prescription on how to.
Yeah, they found the plane. You don't have to watch them anymore.
Yeah, right. That's funny. All right, 16 after the hour. You know you're listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, right?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to put this on minimize. All right, if I minimize it, I can't get out of it, though, it would seem. I don't want to stay there. This is going to take, you got 400, it's going to take some time to go through it. So let's see, wait a minute, I know what I'm going to do. We're going to 16 past the hour. We're doing commercials, right?
Brought to you by Whitehead & Associates. Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? If so, you may qualify for a special tax program so you won't make any payments to the IRS. Listen carefully. If you qualify for the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Get ready as we're going to give you the most important number you may ever need to finally end your IRS nightmare. This toll-free number should only be used if you can't afford to pay any money to the IRS. Call 800-806-8973 now for free information and to see if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you're accepted, the IRS must stop all harassing collection activities. Imagine no threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments or bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Just call 800-806-8973 now to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Remember, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call 800-806-8973 for free information now. That's 800-806-8973. 800-806-8973. Again, 800-806-8973.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right. So those of you, by the way, hello. Thank you for listening to nothing.
And this is what we do behind the scenes.
No, actually, we usually are very convivial. Carla,
I know. It's a good Karen's thing we weren't, actually.
We had a little miscue until there were a few seconds of dead air. People wondering, what happened? Where did that program go? It was us breathing heavily, folks. 20 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. So the problem with the wildfires in the Northwest is bringing people in from as far away as New Zealand, Australia. There are fire managers coming over to help the ground campaign with our firefighters because they have these problems big time in New Zealand and Australia, battling blazes that have scorched hundreds and thousands of square miles over there. Thing is, there isn't a lot of population, so they don't have to do it. But back to what we said the other day, okay, just let it burn. If there are no homes around, that would be, if you could control it, that would be the best thing to do. But the fact that they brought these people in means that it's serious business. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Time for our one-hit wonder contest. Playing a song by a group that only has one number one song. Here it is. Who is this? Somebody wake me up on this story, will you? Song's called Sorry.
Sorry. Sorry, not sorry.
You know who this is? 888-302-3684. Sorry.
Sorry.
Actually, I do think I know this song now because it fit into my life when it was number one during this week in 2007. You sorry son of a gun, somebody said. We'll give you a Cedarside sample pack of their 100% organic bug sprays. If you can figure out who this is, band formed in 1995, modeled themselves, so they said, after AC/DC. They called themselves Sparrow, but were forced to change the name after receiving a cease and desist order from a record label called Sparrow.
Well, there you go.
End of that. Their current name is a spoonerism for Chuck Berry. Yeah.
So if you know what a spoonerism is.
Yeah, you
got
to figure that out.
You got it.
You're all set. 888. Yes, you do. 888-302-3684. You've been a part of this program for as many years as you have.
Not been smart.
Yeah, yeah. Figure. Their self-titled first album, released in 1999, received critical acclaim, sold a million copies. This song, by the way, was number one during this week in 2007. They followed their first release by opening for Lenny Kravitz on his Freedom Tour. This song, Sorry, was their fifth and final single from their third album called 15.
To me, they sound like an ice cream.
Really? Huh?
The name of their group? Yes.
Yeah.
I'll have a scoop of them.
But it wasn't intended to be a single released. Interesting. Josh Todd, the lead singer of the group, wrote it, said that it was dedicated to his wife and his sorrow from being away from her when the band was on tour. So, number one this week, 2007. Let us put our thinking caps on. Bring in David, who's in Black Mountain, North Carolina. David, hi.
Hey.
How are you doing?
pretty good.
What a great phone connection. This is terrific.
Yeah.
You're, like Black Mountain. You're in the mountains near Asheville, aren't you? Isn't that where you are?
Yes, sir. It's nice and cool up here today.
Oh, I bet it is. Terrific. Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
You having a tier one?
I'm sorry?
Do you drink tier one?
Yeah, every once in a while.
My favorite, I miss it. My grandma's from North Carolina.
Cheer wine. What is it? Explain to those who are in the masses what cheer wine is.
It's kind of like
it's
a
local soft drink. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. A local soft drink. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right, that sounds
delicious.
Good. All right, yes. Well, Kenny's got his roots in that area, too, so everybody knows. Maybe I should have some shipped up here, like some root beer. But I'm told that they shouldn't be drinking any of that stuff because there's sugar in it. I'm trying to stay away from that. All right, David, see if you can sweeten things up here by telling us who it is that's singing the song.
Buck Cherry.
Buck Cherry. How'd you
know
that?
Right.
I've seen him a couple times in concert, actually.
You like him?
Yeah, I actually met a couple of guys, and he told me why they called the band that.
Why?
It's Chuck Berry with the letters reversed.
Right, backward. That's what a spoonerism is.
Very cool.
Yep.
Oh,
that's right. I got it, Jennifer.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
A spoonerism is turning things around. Instead of Chuck Berry, it's Buck Cherry. Got it?
Got it.
Got it? Got it. So David's the smartest one here. What do you do for a living, David?
I'm a musician, actually.
Are you?
Oh,
that's
cool.
Why you knew this. Would you have thought of, if you were, let's say, working as a carpenter, you think you'd know this song?
Possibly. It got some radio play.
Yeah. And what sort of instrument do you play? What do you do?
I got a degree in classical guitar, but I play all kinds of music.
Really?
Good for you.
You do it professionally, though, yeah?
Yeah, as much as I can.
Good for you. What do you do to keep food on the table?
I play in a couple bands, and I do a lot of weddings up here. Weddings are big here.
Good for you. All right, congratulations. Hold on a second. David, nice to chat with you.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often people will say, Warren, I've been going to my veterinarian for years. I love the guy. He's a great doctor, but my dog's skin is still itchy. Is there anything else I can do? You know, no one in this world is omnipotent, not me, not our veterinarians. If you've been going to your veterinarian and he's treating a specific problem and you're not seeing results, ask to see a specialist. A lot of pet guardians aren't aware that in the veterinary field now, there are probably just as many specialists as there are in the human medical field. For example, there are veterinarians that specialize in dental treatment, dermatologists, neurologists, ophthalmologists, orthopedic surgeons, internists. There's even now a veterinary specialty that does nothing but physical rehabilitation for dogs or cats after surgery. So always check with your vet. Again, no one is omnipotent. If you're going to your doctor and you're not getting results, say, Doc, listen, can you recommend a specialist for me? It may cost a little bit more up front, but you may save money in the long run, and your pet will feel a whole lot better. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams is about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summerale.
Summerdash.
Terry Wheat.
Ooh, Terry Wheat.
Rebel IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program at 33 and change after the hour with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler on duty. Other players that are here nominally are Gonzo. Aww. How about you? How are you doing today? Everybody all right?
Yeah. How are you?
Mm-hmm. How am I? I'm fine. How do I sound?
It's all right.
Thank you. Trending at DougSteffens.com at the moment. The story about the plunge. The Dow off a bit. Don't sweat it. Another item of interest. Some of the leaders of the Republican Party are trying to slow down Donald Trump. Good luck with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Why in the world would you be so foolish or so egotistical or so out of touch that you'd want to do this? This so obviously shows what the purpose and intent of political parties are. They have nothing to do with helping you working out the problems in the country. It's all about them and their egos and their surviving. That's all it is.
Well, what they're doing in this story, Republican leaders in Virginia and North Carolina are trying to make it so that if you want to be on the primary ballot there, you have to agree to support whoever the party nomination is and not and not
well,
go
so isn't
on
that about
own.
The party? That's all about the party. It's not about the people.
It's lame. I know.
Right?
I'm so sick of this. And this is why there is such a backlash.
That's right.
The Republicans are
that's
being
right. The
idiots
Republican Party is screwed
for
up.
Demanding this.
Yep.
Because, you know, the truth is Donald Trump is not an idiot.
Nope.
He knows that a third party run would really hurt.
Not work.
It would kill any chance of, yeah. of a change of a Republican.
Unless you're a conspiratorialist and you think that's why he's doing it, to make sure that his pal Hillary becomes the next president.
I think he realizes he becomes hated, and I think he knows he likes being loved right now. And I
yeah.
just, the fact that they keep asking him this over and over and over again, it's like, shut up, we all have the right to run wherever we want, under whatever party we want to do it. It's just, it's more
it's
political
America.
Stuff as usual,
Hello.
And people are tired of it, and it's mm-hmm. like these politicians aren't hearing it. People are sick to death of you.
Yep.
Yuck.
Right. Sick to death is a good way. It's a little harsh, but
well,
certainly tired of business as usual, for sure. Another trending item at DougStephan.com today, the focus on the battle against ISIS on YouTube. Earlier this week, Syrian officials said that ISIS blew up a 2,000-year-old temple in the city of Palmyra. I've always pronounced it Palmyra. Somebody told me yesterday it was supposed to be Palmyra.
I say Palmyra, but...
Palmyra, all right, anyway. Nobody was hurt, but the attack is part of them, the ISIS theme of destroying artifacts that are pre-Islamic. This is, again, how focused these crazy, nutbird, moronic people are. They want it's all about them. Anything about anybody else, destroy it, kill it, burn it, bury it, blow it up. That's what you're dealing with here. Instead of in this older city, they destroyed religious, historic artifacts that have been there for thousands of years. Not to mention the fact that last week they beheaded some 82-year-old guy who was, I think, a caretaker at one of those sites. Isn't that the story?
Yeah, he was actually an
archaeologist. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So
cut off his head and then hung him up. I mean, it's, these guys are great.
No. So... Anyway, that's what's trending at DougStephan.com. We also, in looking around, I see that somebody has tried to attack Donald Trump. That's a story that's trending on Google at the moment, on kickbacks and his union busting and his connection to the mob. That got any traction? Anybody think has that been thrown around before?
His connection to the mob?
Yeah. So connection to undesirables.
Well, as a businessman, I would imagine that you have to deal, especially in New York,
mm-hmm.
you're dealing with all sorts of people. I mean, some dirty, some not. That would not surprise me at all. I mean, New York City is filled with these type of people.
It's politics, so that's all going to come up, whether it's true or not.
What you mean?
That kind of
people will take a shot because
oh sure,
they'll take a shot. Hey, we heard what you were talking about with regard to those GOP strategists. So they'll do anything to try to screw up his juggernaut, and it just gets. Well, people see that and they say, okay, see, we're telling you this is why we want to get. This is what Jennifer just said. Why we want to get rid of you because it's just more of the same. Okay, so let's talk about Ashley Madison for a moment.
Please.
Things getting serious now because there have been two different things going on. Police have pointed to some cases where criminals have attempted to extort clients of Ashley Madison by threatening to expose them unless you send them $1,000.
You're right.
Is that? And then this site is, and what do we best say about it? It's
a cheater site.
Infidelity site. Yeah,
right.
I'm trying to be nicer than that. So 30 million users on the site. The thing has been hacked. The names have been exposed. And so now significant others are finding out about this. Canadian police said there were two reports of suicides because of this. Suicides. So there's a $500,000 reward
mm-hmm. They're going to get these guys for murder, don't you know?
Ashley Madison. Users are offering a reward for anyone who can recommend a great couples counselor as well. It's always going to be ramifications.
So do you think they're going to try to get these hackers for like a manslaughter charge?
Maybe what would they get for suicide? Should they? And the answer is yeah.
Yeah, I mean
there are consequences to action.
Right. This is true.
It's time that people get that. Consequences to actions. So, and by the way, we can go a little bit further with that even. A story at DougStephan.com today, we have, all of us, been amused by the stories of drones. Here a drone, there a drone, everywhere.
A drone.
Right, exactly. Police arrested a couple of men preparing to use a drone to fly drugs and pornography into a prison in Maryland yesterday. That's one aspect of the drone problem today. Another aspect is what we have at DougStephan.com about the consumer demand for drones, where they're flying them. Do you realize, those of you who are flyers like me, I spend a lot of time, especially from the fall through the winter and the spring, in the air, flying mostly back and forth to the West Coast, but going to visit stations and people that I do business with, that sort of thing, friends here and there. And so I pretty much get into the plane, I sit down, have a meal, watch some movies, take a nap, and don't really worry much about anything.
Mm-hmm.
Very important.
It's relaxing for you.
I like to fly. I find it relaxing. So am I going to be thinking about the 700 close calls with drones reported by U.S. pilots so far this year?
Crazy, though.
I wasn't going to, but I'll tell you, this stuff slaps you right in the face.
It does.
Flooding the market. Dangerous for airplanes. Good, Doug. For airplanes and helicopters, the worst place possible for these drones is over an airport. But they're flying all over the place. Three times as many reports so far this year as in all of last year. Documents from the FAA suggest that every close call pilots have with these drones reported. It hasn't been something until recently. I think we had two or three we talked about last week, right, going to JFK and Newark. Wasn't there a Delta pilot?
There seem to always be in New York. They're flying
out
of the airport. Yeah,
right. As a matter of fact, within 3 weeks, FAA received 70 complaints from pilots, and many of them were on the East Coast, as you're suggesting. The drones fly at about 400 feet. So what would you do? What would you think if you looked out the window of your airplane as you're landing and you see a drone?
I would press my button and be like, hey, there's a drone over there.
Wouldn't you?
I mean, wouldn't you say something? I mean, what if they don't see it?
Yeah.
There's something on the wing.
Yeah.
The average distance between when the pilots see them, the average distance away from the plane is only 378 feet.
Wow.
That's the length of an airplane. Most of the medium, the larger airplanes, that's the wingspan of a 747. So that distance, that's all. You can spit
at
one of these drones. All right.
And what happens? I mean, it jams it would jam up your plane, right?
Well, if it got into the, if it got sucked up into the engine, it would kill the engine, and that's not something you want. The good thing is you'd be close enough to the ground so the plane would get to the ground, but it still is extraordinarily irresponsible and dangerous.
Right.
So our poll today at DougStephan.com, why do you have a drone if you have one? Jennifer got one for her father. Does he know yet? Or am I giving it away?
You did not give it away. I gave it to him a year ago, and it's still in the box. So clearly it was an excellent present on my part. Here I'm thinking I'm getting him like the greatest thing in the world, and it's still probably sitting in the box.
Why do you have a drone is the question. A, to make cool videos. B, to spy on
spy
people.
On the neighbor.
C, other.
That's what I'm doing.
Go no further than that. Jennifer's got it. Spy on the neighbors, inside or outside.
Outside, fly over their fence. Just see, I don't want to be like in their home. I just want to see what they're doing in their backyard.
All right, tell us what you
Please,
think.
I have morals.
DougStephan.com. 44 past the hour. Jennifer and her morals will report on the latest television news up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that'll happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of three whole beets and just one teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free, comes with your first order, and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister, guaranteed, or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger, yep, for the ones who get it done.
All right, 47 after the hour now. It is my privilege and pleasure to present to you, if we have Kara with a right television music theme. By the way, I wanted to say hi to John Walczak, one of our Facebook friends.
Hey, John.
Who says he got 20 years till retirement. He's buying in his taxable account. There's the guy who's got it smart and right to help yourself to that information and his security. All right, so Jen, part of television stories. This is an interesting rating story for AMC, yeah?
AMC is absolutely killing it, and you'll see what I did here, like Ken likes to say. The Walking Dead has a spinoff. Well, it's actually a companion series. It's called Fear the Walking Dead, and it just launched this week on AMC, and apparently the anticipation that built up on social media amongst fans of The Walking Dead really paid off because the ratings were gigantic. 10.1 million viewers, 6.3 million of those in that key demographic, adults 18 to 49. It got a 4.9 rating. This is huge, not just for cable. This is huge for TV in general, and actually did better than the premiere of The Walking Dead itself, which is pretty cool, I guess, if you're into that sort of thing. Stephen Colbert is getting ready to take over on The Late Show, and he's starting to announce some celebrity guests. I know that you're not talking about my TV report and more about Stephen Colbert,
right?
With that snore of yours, Dougie.
Yep.
All right, so joining Stephen Colbert on his program, not only Jeb Bush and George Clooney, which had already been announced.
There's a double snooze fest.
Are you kidding? George Clooney's no snooze.
No.
You can say what you want about
Jeb. Jeb Bush and Stephen Colbert. Anyway,
but also in the first week, Amy Schumer, who is like the new it girl of all time, Scarlett Johansson, Stephen King, Tesla Motors CEO Elon Musk, and Uber CEO Travis Kalanick.
Smart on his part.
I think it's actually kind of cool because these guys are not necessarily celebrities, but they've got great stories to tell. So I'll give him a prop on little props on that.
Yep.
Premiere episode starts on Tuesday, September 8th. So that'll be fun to see. Toby Keith is going to be there as well. So I like him. Dancing with the Stars season 21 is slowly starting to release some of their cast members. The first one came out yesterday. Bindi Irwin is the first celebrity contestant. Dougie, do you know who Bindi is?
Haven't the slightest.
Remember Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter?
Oh, yeah, yeah, the guy that got eaten by the crocodile.
Well, it was one of those, what are those fish? Stingray.
No, he got eaten by the crocodile.
He didn't get eaten by a crocodile. He got killed by a stingray.
And then the crocodile ate him.
Right, okay, yeah. Anyway, Bindi is his daughter, and yeah. She will be competing. She
so the only reason that she's known is because her father got eaten by a crocodile.
Yes, but she's actually, in his memory, really taken over for him, with animals. She's okay. 17 years old, but she's pretty incredible.
Does she have crocodile shoes?
Probably not.
51.
Just the ran up her back?
Yeah.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
After the hour on Good Day, Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, working things over here. It will not be a shock to you to find out that Jared Fogle's Child Obesity Foundation is a complete scam. It is.
If you're going to be a horrible person, you might as well be a horrible person on all levels, right?
Right? Exactly.
You might as well just go big.
Yep. All right, let's get some good news in a matter of moments. The whole business about the weather, global warming, what it's doing to your home or what it's doing to your lawn. I bet we can find a fix for that problem, and we will in just a moment here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices,
like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry?
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/29/15.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
A lot of homeowners in the western part of our country, where Jennifer and Kenny are, feel challenged when it comes to keeping a lawn alive. And, well, I'm thinking you had quite a nice lawn. Last time I was at your house, I think that was the nicest part of the house, or the property, was the lawn.
So mean.
Nice and green.
It All right, is so beautiful lawn.
If you are having trouble keeping your lawn green, or even having a lawn at all, Brian Osich is here with more on why it's worth keeping your lawn and how the rewards go much further than just plain old simple curb appeal.
For those living in the western part of our country, living landscapes like lawns and gardens are under siege thanks to the drought. But President and CEO of the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute, Chris Kaiser, says homeowners who are being encouraged to rip out their lawn should think twice.
The fact that it goes brown is okay. You just don't want it to die. Browning turf means it's going through a natural plant cycle. It'll slow down and it'll spring back to life once the rains come, as they inevitably will.
And that turf grass could also be used to help reduce the heat island effect in urban areas.
Cities, you've got a lot of asphalt and concrete, and so it creates heat. And what the grass does is dissipate that. Grass is very much cooler than hard surfaces, and so it acts as a cooling system.
Kaiser says if people continue to remove grass from their property, they'll likely increase their carbon footprint.
Our lawns are the largest carbon sink in the country. Grass absorbs and sequesters carbon dioxide. It puts it in the soil.
For more, go to OPEI.org. That's Newsbreak from OPEI.
Speaking of things to do and places to go,
yes.
If you'd like to go and enjoy our video of the day at DougStephan.com,
yes.
Today's video comes from the Solar Dynamics Observatory.
Yeah.
It shows some pretty spectacular up-close footage of the sun as an enormous spinning plume juts out, shaped remarkably like the Eiffel Tower. Those Frenchies, even all over the... The moon. To the moon. No. To the sun.
To the moon, Dougie.
All right. I think I have to do something to calm Jennifer down.
I know.
There's a great site that I visit every day called GoFundMe.
It's called Playboy.
There are... Does Playboy even still exist?
I don't know. Yes, I think so.
Really? Really? In some way, shape, or form. Now, this is a lot different, Jennifer, but thanks for suggesting that. GoFundMe.
It's called Ashley Madison.
Is deliberately set up, I'm trying to be serious now.
I know. Go ahead.
To help people in need. There is a proposal that's there if you go to GoFundMe. I like trying to help people. This is helping people that you want to help. Charitable deductions. This fellow Maurice was exiting the subway in New York, heard a cry for help. After seeing a man attacking a woman, he grabbed the attacker and dragged him all the way to the police station. So there's a campaign that has been created to pay him for his involvement in that. I guess he got hurt somewhat. So $15,000 has been raised for that. Here's some children trying to work on a farm, get a new water system. $6,200 has been raised for that. You can check it out at GoFundMe. I just find this appealing. There's a lot of good stuff there. You might want to check it out. GoFundMe is the site. 59 past the hour on Good Day.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit retail.